Ye shall receive power, October 23. Trusting His promise. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The Lord will not leave His afflicted, tried children to be the sport of Satan's temptations. It is our privilege to trust in Jesus. The heavens are full of rich blessings, and it is our privilege to have the joy of Christ in us that our joy may be full. We have not because we ask not, or because we do not pray in faith, believing that we shall be blessed with the special influence of the Holy Spirit. To the true seeker through the mediation of Christ, the gracious influences of the Holy Spirit are imparted in order that the receiver may impart a knowledge of saving truth. Why do we not believe the plain, "Thus saith the Lord"? Do not cease to pray under any circumstances. The spirit may be willing, but the flesh may be weak. But Jesus knows all about that. In your weakness, you are not to be anxious, for anxiety means doubt and distrust. You are simply to believe that Christ is able to save unto the uttermost all who come unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for us. What does intercession comprehend? It is the golden chain which binds finite man to the throne of the infinite God. The human agent whom Christ has died to save importunes the throne of God, and his petition is taken up by Jesus, who has purchased him with his own blood. Our great high priest places his righteousness on the side of the sincere suppliant, and the prayer of Christ blends with that of the human petitioner. Christ has urged that his people pray without ceasing. This does not mean that we should always be upon our knees, but that prayer is to be as the breath of the soul. Our silent requests, wherever we may be, and Jesus, our advocate, pleads in our behalf, bearing up with the incense of his righteousness, our requests to the Father. The Lord Jesus loves his people, and when they put their trust in him, depending wholly upon him, he strengthens them. He will live through them, giving them the inspiration of his sanctifying spirit, imparting to the soul a vital transfusion of himself.